This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. This is Loretta speaking. How may I help?
Yes, Loretta. My name is Winston with XPL. I have an FMS number for you.
You know what? No lottery numbers?
No.
Okay, then. I guess I'll just take what I can get.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's the first one I heard that one, though. That's the first one right there. I ain't never heard that one.
That come back. One I do an encore.
That one was a good one.
Well, I'm glad to make you laugh.
Yes, ma'am. In my day with a bang.
Well, there you go. See,
yes, ma'am.
At least I was good for something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's that FMS?
Yes, ma'am. That is 757-920-60.
Okay, let's see who the lucky winner is.
All right.
In that wheel.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So, I got Hassan as a Pereira as the customer.
Okay. And what's the address?
That's 98 Locust Road, Wincanada, Illinois. Telephone number 773-416-7670.
Well, all righty then. Come on down.
Yes, sir.
Next contestant on the Price is Right.
So we got a situation at this home. Okay. Tech Gilbert called and stated that he had if you can look at the order, it was an uninstall of a cooktop.
Uh-huh.
And that's just simply just what it was. So now he's getting pressured by the customer to install the new cooktop. And like I just advised him, anything you do outside of this order, you will be solely liable for. So they want you to cover the charge of an install of a cooktop. And like I just advised them again, they probably won't do that. Now, what they can do is add the install to the order and then get them rescheduled. But for them to pay for an install of a pro cooktop, I don't think they're going to do that. I've just been honest with them because that's a whole $240. And I said,
no, they won't go that high.
That's what I said. I said, no, they're not going to. I said that she can add it to the order or, you know, get them rescheduled and get them an install order for that cooktop. But I said, I told them, if you do anything outside of uninstalling that cooktop, if you decided to install that cooktop, that is sorely on you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Miss Loretta, this is the situation that we have at hand. I'll be waiting for that breeze code when you get back, Miss Loretta.
You already know it ain't going to happen today. Why does he just have an uninstall on this order? Why didn't anybody put an install?
Because I think the customers, they think that an uninstall and an install all runs in the same when it does it.
Okay. Somebody had just put in the wrong SKU is what they've done.
Oh, did
so
they?
They didn't uninstall the old unit, did they?
He said he's about to, but he wanted to get some things clear before he went on ahead and did that because he's going to do the uninstall. He said he's going to do that, but
well,
he wanted to
not
know.
Well, not if the client doesn't have a unit to use. Let me place you on a brief hold while I call the client.
Yes, ma'am. come on, man. This little hour to go here and get there, man. I got trying to get to it, man. Yeah. How you? What's a Taco Bell? What's, huh? Oh, I push me so good. That's like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah, you already knew what was coming, didn't you? You know, for some reason on this order that he did have an install, but it was canceled. Why was it canceled? There's the question, and that's what I tried to explain. It was canceled. He said, well, he didn't know why it was canceled. I don't know why it was canceled. I didn't do this. So I don't know at this point. Well, okay. So why was it canceled?
It
I don't know. Anyway, they're going to leave the new unit there. They're going to drop off the new unit. They're taking the old unit, the return unit,
mm-hmm.
with them, and they're just leaving the new unit. Your case ID.
I knew that was going to go that way. I'm ready for it, Ms. Loretta.
Yeah, he's going to call back tomorrow, and he can discuss with an agent on what they want to do, but I tried to explain to him that I can't authorize that amount.
No, nobody will.
I can't do it.
I mean, that's how I mean, this is what I already know. I know I ain't been working as long as some of these people with XPO, but I catch on pretty fast.
Yeah, if it were a small amount, then we'd say, okay, all right, we can do this. But no, not that amount. We cannot.
Usually don't go above about 140, 150. Like, they don't go too much past that. That's right. That's a stretch when they do that. So I'm already
absolutely
known, so
yeah. So if we'd have done some negotiating on that end, we could have probably took care of it. But
they wanted you to pay for the whole thing.
That's it, and that's yeah. I can't do that.
I'm already.
They might want my piggy bank. There you go. Count out them pennies.
Oh man. I tried to tell him. I said, they're not going to prove that. And he was like, well, I'm just covering my bases. I said, well, me too. I was just letting you know.
Yeah.
You could have just went on and told the customer right then and there, but you want to go through the process. I mean, it's all right. We can get you the breeze code and everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. I'm going to give you your case number.
I'm ready for it.
Then I'm going to lunch.
Ooh, and I got to sit here for 30 more minutes.
Oh, bless your heart. See, now, if you were down here, we could just run up to McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let's see, which is the closest? Five Guys is closed. Kroger's is closed. Wendy's is closed. Taco Bell is even up the road.
Oh, man.
You got all these places. Oh, well, I'll just go eat me a bowl of cereal. And
I know that.
It'll be done with it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have your case number.
I'm ready for that case ID.
It is 283.
Yes, ma'am.
009.
Yes, ma'am.
478.
I got 283-009-478, Ms. Loretta.
Yes.
Thank you for this breeze call and talking with XPO, ma'am. You be safe out there with that bowl of cereal and enjoy your day.
You too. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness.